office. This is Kathy.
Hey Kathy, is John available?
He's not at the moment. Would you like to leave a message?
Sure.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so my name is Sam, like Samuel. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. That's CARDIFF, like different.
Okay.
You could reach me at 858-252-1495. I am looking to follow up with him on a working capital loan he took out with American Express last September, about a year ago.
Okay, so you have questions about the loan that we already took out?
Right, and seeing if it's still out. I don't know if you know this thing. Are you still guys paying for that, or is that done already?
We're not paying for that one, but we do have a current one with them.
I got you. Okay, yeah. So that's what we were going to try to follow up here on. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Sure, quick question. Let me take a peek. Is John the one that does all the finance stuff, or does he have people help him out?
We do it together.
You guys do it together? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was going to ask you guys, are you, how comfortable, happy you guys are with that American Express one? We're trying to get competitive with it, see if we can, you know.
We've been extremely happy with our American Express loan. I mean, it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Takes nothing to get them renewed when we want them renewed. We were able to convert it over right at the end when it was, you know, just had a little bit left to pay off. We just started a new one for some inventory, because that's mostly what we use it for. We're a retail store, so we usually use it to buy inventory for the next season.
Right. Okay. How about the rates? Have those been pretty competitive, pretty good?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just for what else we have seen out there in the market, yes, they're very good rates, because we've done a Visa loan before, and those rates are quite a bit higher.
Yeah, Visas would be higher. American Express is usually better, but I think we can, if you don't mind me asking, what is the rate for that? Just see if we can kind of even undercut it.
Hold on, I could tell
Sure, take your time.
Our repayment rate is 36%, but that doesn't tell you what the rate of the loan was.
Right, the repayment, it's like,
30%,
yeah.
6% off, but that doesn't tell you the rate of the loan.
Yeah,
I'm looking in my paperwork to see if I... So how do you guys do payback?
So we do it just like that. Well, like if you guys took out 100,000, we'll tell you like that's your fixed rate, like what, 15%? So you pay back 115,000. So when you're saying 36%, like if you guys took out 100, you guys would pay back 136?
No, I think that's the amount that's coming out of our American Express every day.
I
don't think that matters. I don't think that's a number you care about.
No.
I'm just trying to find my repayment. I can't find my repayment number, but I feel like it was like 18 or 20, but I don't 100% know.
Okay, 18 to 20. That sounds about right for them. That's kind of usually what they do. And how big was the loan?
We've done several with them.
Sure.
And let me see if this is my most recent one. Here, I have the paperwork out, but I don't...
Sure. Take your time.
What's the date on this?
Dig through a little bit.
Some of them are 50. I think we've done...
50.
Yeah, we've done kind of between the 55 to 65 range, because we've had multiple with them.
I got you. Yeah, so if they're anything like us, I feel if they keep repeating the loans, if you guys come back to us over and over again, those rates kind of start dropping. Have they been doing that for you guys? Sort of?
I wouldn't say much, no. I mean,
No.
I think
much
it's
fixed.
Been fairly standard, I think, if I remember right.
Right, and you said between like 18 to 20%, is that a good estimate?
Yeah, maybe a little lower than that. I know, I'm sorry to be so spacey, but we've been working on something else completely unrelated, and so I have so many percents in my brain.
Oh,
but
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's just you caught me when I'm like, I don't know.
Sure.
I feel like 18 maybe even is a little high.
18 was higher? Okay.
I feel like we might be doing lower than that.
They do something usually, so with American Express, I've run into their work before. They do about 18 to 20%, kind of depending on the business and stuff. We've been generally able to undercut them a lot, and I was kind of doing some digging, and I found you guys here with the UCC filing. So I was kind of curious, like, you guys do have that established relationship, but if you guys had an open mind, we do have a certain way where you can kind of probe our programs and get our rates without any fees or running credit or anything, just to kind of shot in the dark to see what happens. I've had a lot of success just kind of undercutting American Express Bank on these kinds of loans before. So if you guys were kind of interested to seeking out a better loan, we have this equal. It's equally as easy with us. You renew with a few clicks of a button. Once you have a relationship with us, your rates do generally improve over time. So the first, the second, and third one, it kind of starts dropping once we have an established relationship. But if you guys were kind of open to the idea, a lot of the retail stores do stock up on inventory around now. They have pretty good returns on investment. Your ROIs get pretty high. You could buy it in bulk, kind of get them at discounts and things. We could just definitely try to just run through these numbers. Do you think you guys would be open to that idea between you and John over there?
Well, I mean, I guess my question is, seeing as we've just redone the loan with them in August,
right?
I don't know if we can even touch it at the moment. I don't know if there's a period of time where you can't pay it off early or you can't do anything with it. So I don't even know if it would be worth your time right now.
Sure. So generally, the way it works is they offer a discount for early prepayment, so it's kind of a double dip, and that's what we do with a lot of the clients. So if we give you guys like the exact loan amount that you took out from them or whatever's left over, you would pay them off, and they would give you a discount for it being early, and then we would have a lower rate as well. So it's kind of like a double save, like you save a little on the initial loan, and you start paying lower from that point on. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind me asking, do they take, is it weekly payments or daily?
No. Daily, off of our
daily.
American Express.
Okay, yeah. And
is American
we do,
Express the only one you work with, or do you work with Visa as well?
We work with any of them, to be honest. We don't even necessarily have to take it directly out of, they're taking your merchant statements, right? Like your credit card payments, they're taking a percentage of that. That's a 35%. Mm-hmm. Right. We generally have a couple different programs where it's a little more flexible. We can do weekly payments where you guys can set it up with us, like a recurring payment. It's not necessarily linked to your American Express or Visas. We might be able to leave that alone altogether.
What I would say is right now, it's Friday afternoon, and John and I are trying to get a few things done before the end of the day.
Of course,
I would be certainly more interested to talk to you when I have a little more time to pay attention to this.
Sure.
So can you call back on like Tuesday or Wednesday, and I can devote more time to kind of figuring out the numbers and seeing if it would be something we'd even be interested in?
Sure, I can absolutely do that.
To put you off, but it's just have a deadline kind of looming in our face, and so
I don't have a lot of time
to pay attention to it.
No, don't worry. It's a Friday night, Friday afternoon. Most people are kind of getting on their way out here. The weekend's
we're just trying to get this finished. But yeah, give me a call next week, and we can talk further and decide, see
absolutely.
If it would be something that would work for us.
Sure, absolutely. I can definitely do that. If you want me to shoot you some info, just so if you have time, just kind of do some research. It's just my contact list. There won't be like spam or, recurring. Okay. What's a good email for you?
Maybe put a little bit about what your programs are. So
absolutely.
I can see what it is.
Sure.
So it's Kathy, Kathy, at goodsbreckenridge.com.
Breckenridge.com. Got you. Okay, I'll go ahead and just shoot some little background info and just some contact information. I'll call you guys like Tuesday or Wednesday, see if we can just kind of poke around a little bit.
Perfect. All right.
Awesome. Thanks, Kathy. Have a good weekend.
Bye. Bye-bye.